Yesterday, I saw a film that a friend had recommended, a difficult film, but a really fascinating one, called The Hate U Give. It's modeled on a situation a bit like the Michael Brown situation in North St. Louis. A young African-American woman lives between two worlds. She lives in an African-American section of the city, which is rather poor. But during the days, because of her mother's insistence, she goes to a school on the white side of town, an upscale school, so she'll get a good education. And she learns to navigate two different codes, two different languages, two different ways of behavior, and everything's fine as long, in some ways, as she knows which sphere she's in. But things change for Star when she witnesses the death of her friend, a young, unarmed African-American man named Khalil, shot by a police officer. From that moment, worlds begin to collide, and Star tries to figure out how she belongs in any of these worlds, because, in fact, it's not even as nice and neat as black and white, rich and poor, but the divisions go so much deeper and so much broader. And she finds herself wondering how she can cope with the violence that arises from those divisions that before she simply navigated so easily. Must they endure? Must violence be always a step away? Today's gospel is a rather familiar one to us. We know the two great commandments. We learn them very early in catechism class or in Catholic school. They are, of course, the great commandments. And the first, of course, Hear, O Israel, is actually a prayer spoken by the Jewish community. And it can be daunting enough on itself to love God completely and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And that would be enough. Just stop there. But there's something about this text that actually, I think, bids us go further. And I think in two ways. This text gets picked up by St. Matthew and St. Luke. Matthew, in fact, makes this a part of an argument that Jesus is having with scribes and Pharisees. So it's proving a point. And in Luke, someone comes and at the end of an argument hears Jesus and then says, well, wait a minute, who's my neighbor? And Jesus gives the Good Samaritan parable. So the context gets changed. And something important gets lost. In this first telling of the story, when Jesus talks to this man who's not there to test him, but who realizes he's a good teacher, that's the verse we're missing, and says, please tell me. And when he sees that man's heart, he says, You are not far from the kingdom of God. Now that gets dropped by the other two texts. In some ways, I think maybe for me, I could understand that. It's daunting enough to think that the call to us is to live out those commandments, to love God with our whole being and to love our neighbors as ourselves. The neighbors, those whom we see every day, those who happen to enter our world. But what does it mean as Jesus turns to that man and says, that scribe, and says, you know, it's a step more. You are not far from the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God is not heaven. It's not out there. The kingdom of God is that space within which God's very presence reigns, in which the world is touched and transformed by the presence of God, in which we are called not only to love God, but to love like God. To be, in the end, as Jesus has shown us, to be the one who actually becomes that loving presence of a God in our world. And our second reading today, that reading from the Hebrews, tells us something about this. It tells us about the love of God revealed in Jesus Christ. A God who, in fact, doesn't wait for us to become neighbor, but seeks us out. A God who breaks the boundary between heaven and earth in order to be there for us. A God who risks everything, who sacrifices himself in Jesus that we might have life. This is a God in whom boundaries get shattered so that something new can arise. A love of God that is faithful, creative, and freeing. Yes, such are the hallmarks of the reign of God. And Jesus challenges the scribe, you're not far. One step more. But doesn't Jesus challenge us as well? Challenge us not simply to love God and our neighbor, wonderful as that is, but to ask what it means for us to continue the pattern of God's love in our world. That love that seeks to obliterate boundaries, that recognizes that the situation that stars new in that movie, those boundaries that seem secure until suddenly violence erupts, are in fact very much not of the reign of God. That our call is indeed to move beyond them, to reach beyond as God in Jesus has reached out to us, to be agents of liberation, agents of creativity, agents of hope. At the beginning of liturgy today, we heard the call to welcome the stranger, the refugee, the homeless in our midst. The bishops of the United States have asked us to do so. And we do so recognizing the way that in our nation, where divisions have grown so deep, that we use the stranger as a weapon, that the caravan becomes a threat to us all, that we are called by God's grace to say no, to become those who, by the call of the kingdom of God, break through boundaries, reach out, seek to liberate and make whole, seek to create a different future, not of division, not of violence, definitely not of demonizing, but of recognizing the call God makes in Jesus to us to be those in whom God's love reaches others. Will we do so? That's perhaps one of the great issues for us today, but there are so many others. We live in a world with so many boundaries, so many reasons for dehumanizing. But let us ask each in our own way that by God's mercy, we might, with that scribe, hear the call, not only not to be far from the kingdom of God, but by the Spirit of Christ, to be those in whom God reigns in this world, God's love that touches all and breaks through barriers.